Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
I am what, you know, many would historically call a heterosexual woman, and no, I'm not proud. It's a patent humiliation in this day and age. I know what you're thinking, does she even read? And I do, and yet, you know, how can I when I'm just a girl with a ponytail just lusting after the common shaft? I can't believe it happened to me. I mean, just that simple cylinder, that familiar tube, that object of seemingly no nuance. And the word I'm avoiding saying, of course, is penis, and now I've said it. And do I feel better? No, I don't. I don't love the word. Few do, you know. Big part of me would probably rather say the word cock for you people. I think a lot of you'd probably rather hear it. The boyfriends sure did, you know. Oh, cock is a good word. It has a kind of dignity to it. You know, you gotta wind it up and kick it from the back of your mouth. But then it lands. It lands on the same damn consonant it started on. You know, just penis. It sort of slips out the side of the mouth. Just penis. I'm sorry, did you say something? Well, I'm not sure anymore. I thought a word and I felt something happen, you know. No, people say, well, sure, I wouldn't use the word penis sexually. It's too clinical. I don't hear the voice of the clinician in that word. I don't think penis is our most medical-sounding word. I mean, I think the problem for people with the word penis lies in its sort of tender emotionality. I think the word penis is a problem for people because it sounds accurate to what it is. Penis. It sounds like a soft heartbeat. Penis. And I think that's the problem. I think the problem lies in the syllables themselves, too. I don't think this is one of these rolls by any other name scenarios, you know? No, P is clearly a problem. Penis, you know, it's been mocked for ages, and rightfully so. You know, but to me, the true tender syllable of devastation, like, oh, it's the nis. I mean, can you believe that's been there the whole time? Nis. I mean, nis. And that's why no one speaks of that syllable. That's why no one says, you know, show me that nis. Where do you see this nis? Nis. They don't even make a joke. No, it's too tender. It cannot be spoken. No, cock. Clearly, cock. Clearly, cock is the sexy word, you know? But there's an issue. There's a problem with the word cock for me. There's a way it becomes unsexy. And the problem is that when I call the penis a cock, I'm not actually calling it like I see it. I'm kind of telling it what I think it wants to hear. About the feelings of the penis. I'm coddling the little ego of the penis. I'm humoring the penis. Like, when I call the penis a cock, because I don't throw it away. It's not cock, it's cock. Oh, who's a cock? You're a cock. When I call the penis a cock, I'm humoring it like I might humor my little nephew, for example, or a friend's son. You know, you know, one of these guys, these over and down guys, these little, the person I love and the little guy below them. You know, like, when I call the penis a cock, I treat it like I treat my little nephew. He'll come running into the kitchen where the adults are talking, you know, wearing a little monster mask or something. And we see him, and it's sort of like, oh, sorry, ah, and then right back to talking. Because he didn't scare us. He was unsuccessful in his little ruse. And you hear his feet, you know, brrr, you know, he's coming around again. You give it to him faster the second time. Ah, and right back to it, no showmanship. And yet he's been rewarded. Now, do you love your nephew? Of course. Do you respect him? I don't think you do. No, No, true respect for the nephew isn't our, right? No, true respect for the nephew is what? No, you didn't scare me, but I believe you can. So try again. And to me, it's the same with the penis. True respect for the penis, you know, it's not, oh, who's a cock? You're a cock, right? True respect for the penis is penis. If the penis is enough, then the word penis should suffice, you know? You know, if the penis has a chance of being sexy, then the word penis should have a chance of being sexy. And in theory, it's enough, you know? You know, in theory, it suffices. I mean, arguably, I'm a fan in the sense that I show up for it time and again. With a regularity you can count on. I'm a sort of church mouse to the wafer crumb on Monday morning. There's me sniffing about, hoping for a taste of the divine. So if the penis isn't the fucking cock, then I feel like I have to act like it is in its presence, but I'm still showing up for it. I'm still a fan. Then what am I showing up for? What is the penis to me? What is its nature? Well, it's tender. It's responsive, you know. It springs up under certain conditions. That's why I think it has the soul of an artist, you know? It sees something that intrigues it, and it sort of... It fills with inspiration. And it is a filling to me. It is a filling to me much more than it is a erection. I think erection's a little architectural for what's happening there. I don't think anyone should go in that building. I don't think it's safe. It's not up to code. And unlike a building, it doesn't topple. It withers. It dies on the vine. The penis, it blooms and it withers and it blooms again. This kind of eternal flower stretching towards that which nurtures it, you know, as if warmed by the sun. I mean, it's moving. It's a romantic figure, a boldly romantic figure. I mean, it gathers its strength, you know? To just stretch away from the rest of the body. It just goes for it in this plea, you know? Just... Love me. Touch me, please. Touch me, touching you, touching me. Quick, I only have a minute.
Watch Jacqueline Novak get on your knees, only on Netflix.